Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Ken for Friday, June 25th, a very special day, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Call 317-849-2933. Make an appointment to see the best dentist in the world, the great Dr. Mike O'Neill. Let's talk about sports. The Pacers yesterday announced that they have rehired Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle was the coach of the Pacers from 03-04 to 06-07. And most recently, he was the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. He was there for 13 years, won a championship in 2011. Here is a reason to be excited about the return of Rick Carlisle. This is not the first time that the city of Indianapolis has welcomed a coach back to the franchise that they coached first at the age of 61. Did you know that Ted Marchibroda in 1992 was hired by the Indianapolis Colts after having coached the Colts franchise in Baltimore, and almost exactly the same amount of time elapsed from Marchibroda leaving the Colts the first time to Marchibroda coming back again at the identical age of 61. That's what Rick Carlisle is today. Rick Carlisle has won an NBA championship. That is a good thing. A reason for excitement, but for God's sake, let's tap the brakes on great hire. I love the Pacers. I'm wearing Pacers swag. I enjoy being a part of the Pacers family at charitable things, whether we're, you know, the Million Meal Movement or Read Like a Pro or any of that stuff. I love the Pacers. But this is, you know what? Rick Carlisle has not been to the second round of the playoffs in a decade. This is not a guy who walks in a door and all of a sudden you win 60 games. That's not what Rick Carlisle is. Those coaches don't exist in the NBA. Rosters win regular season games. Rosters win championships. Rosters win playoff series. You got to get guys who can play for a coach to be able to win with those guys. That's the way it is. Frank Vogel got fired with the Pacers, got fired with the Magic. He won a championship in L.A. You know, that's the way it works. Hey, John, how are you? That's basketball in the NBA. Rick Carlisle coming to Indianapolis. Is it a reason to feel good about the potential for this franchise next year to do some good things? Yes. His first year, the first time around with the Pacers, Pacers won 61 games. That's the all-time high for the Pacers in their NBA era. So is this a good hire? Yeah, Rick Carlisle can coach. Is it time to order banner fabric by the Bolt? No, it's not. Pacers, they return all five starters, or at least all five are under contract. They've got reserves, rotation guys, who are also under contract. The only three free agents this year, Doug McDermott, T.J. McConnell, and Jakarr Sampson. That's it. You can have everybody else back. That's a good thing for the Pacers. This a good hire for the Pacers. They got to get a staff. They got to develop guys. They got to use that 13th overall pick to go get a stud who can play at the level of a Devin Booker or a Donovan Mitchell, two of the most most successful previous 13th overall selections in the NBA draft, I believe. And Antetokounmpo was 15th overall. So there you go. Caleb Glenn of Louisville Male High School paid an unofficial visit to Indiana basketball yesterday and was awed by what he saw at Indiana, according to his coach from Male High School. Louisville is in the lead for this kid. He's a top 50 kid, 6'6", strong. Highlight tape is really, really good, as are all highlight tapes, by the way. If you look at a highlight tape and you think, my God, can this guy play? Well, of course. You don't miss shots in highlight tapes. Anyway, Louisville guys tend to stay at Louisville. The Louisville Male produced Daryl Griffith, Bobby Turner. Of course, those two guys, that was like 45 years ago, completely irrelevant to the recruitment of Caleb Glenn. But he was in Bloomington yesterday, and that's a good thing. A lot of really good basketball players coming to Louisville or to Indiana to kind of look around and see what's going on under Mike Woodson, and that's a good thing. The Gavitt Games lineup is set. Purdue not going to play in it. More about Purdue in a moment. Indiana is going to host St. John's on November 17th, and Butler's going to host Michigan State on November 17th. So we're going to have to choose which of these two games to attend. That's okay. Better to have more good college basketball than less good college basketball. Trevion Williams, he's withdrawn his name from the NBA draft. And that means that Purdue's going to be stacked this year. This is a potential Final Four team. I think it's a top five team in the country in college basketball. When you've got guys like Jaden Ivey and Zach Edey and Eric Hunter Jr., Sasha Stefanovic, Caleb First, freshman, Trey Kaufman-Wren, freshman out of Silver Creek, you got a chance to have a real team. You got other guys coming too. Terry Johnson coming as an assistant coach is an important thing. A really good defensive coach. He was at Butler for 10 years, then went with Chris Holtman to Ohio State. Now he's on his way to Purdue to coach for Matt Painter. Paul Lusk coming back to the Boilermakers also. I like their staff. I like the roster. There is nothing not to like about Purdue. If not this year, when? Right? Clippers beat the Suns last night, 106-92. Not the result I wanted, so I don't talk about it. That's the way it is. You want details? Go someplace else. I don't talk about Clippers wins. The Cubs in Los Angeles last night. Something good happened in L.A. last night. The Cubs, their 17th all-time no-hitter. Zach Davies went the first six. Then you had Ryan Tepera in the seventh. Andrew Chafin in the eighth. Craig Kimbrell in the ninth issued a leadoff walk. And then K. Kimbrell had no idea why Wilson Contreras was celebrating and people came out of the dugout to celebrate. Had no idea the no-hitter was on the line. It was the first combined no-hitter in Chicago Cubs history, the 17th, like I said, all-time for the franchise. Walker Buehler, the starter for the Dodgers, lost his first game since September 21st, 2019. This was the 312th no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. Some other NFL cities are going to start hosting the NFL Scouting Combine in 2023, and that's a shame because Indianapolis is perfect for it. They do it well. The NFL making a mistake, deciding that that event should move around the country and kind of be like the NFL draft, where fans can come take part and you take bids and all of that crap. It's another way to milk more money, and what a shame that is because Indianapolis does that at a higher level than any city is going to be able to. And that's the way it goes. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Stella's birthday is going to be today. Steve Jones, wonderful radio professional, celebrating a birthday. Greg Kiley, happy birthday. Diana Crawley, Jay Stevens, happy birthday. Mike Neal, Dan Hickey, Michael Raines, and Grant Cameron, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other up. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Lunch today, always Friday lunch at Wolfie's. And we will do Inside Indiana Sports Now from Wolfie's in just a little bit. We'll post that about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Can't wait.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.